This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue with our Christmas series called Behold, the Best News Ever. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shares the good news that God really wants us to behold this Christmas. Before we get started, we want to let you know that very generous friends of the ministry are offering a $100,000 matching grant. That means that every dollar you give right now to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000, making your gift go twice as far. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Christmas is for All People.
Now, not only does Jesus be aware of your pain and care about your pain, but he shares your pain because he suffered it on earth. You know, when Jesus was born at that very first Christmas a couple thousand years ago, he certainly wasn't born in the lap of luxury. He was born into poverty. He was born into a barn. When the angel said, here's how you know you found the Messiah. You'll find a baby lying in a manger. No other baby was laying in a manger that week. I can guarantee you. What is a manger? It's a trough, a man-made trough that you feed animals with. And it's very dirty. It's filled with straw, but it's also filled with the slobber of cows and goats and horses and anybody else who eats. It's a feed trough. That's what a manger is. And they said, you'll find the baby born in a manger. You don't get more humble than that. Hebrews 4:15 says this, Jesus sympathizes with our weaknesses since he faced all of the same temptations we do. Why? Because on earth, as a human being, in human form, Jesus went through the same temptation. He understands emotional pain. He experienced abandonment. He understands loneliness. He understands being hated, being criticized and maligned unjustly. He understands bigotry. He understands discrimination. He understands rejection and betrayal. All of those emotions Jesus experienced. So he understands when you go through any of those. And then he understands physical pain. His death on the cross was excruciatingly painful. I don't have time to go into all of the details of how painful the torture and death of Christ was. And then he had mental pain and spiritual pain. Can you imagine taking all of the guilt of all the world? Can you imagine being on the cross and all of a sudden you're carrying the guilt of every murder, every incest, every rape, every torture, every evil thing done throughout history? Jesus is taking the sin of the world on himself. That was an incredible burden. That was painful. So Jesus cares and he's aware and he shares your pain. But the other thing is God's Spirit in you prays for you when you're in pain. The Bible says this, that God's Spirit prays for you. We're talking about you praying to God. Yeah, that's good. But the Bible says that God's Spirit prays for you when you're in pain. Romans 8:26, when we're weak and we're tired, God's Spirit is right there alongside, helping us along. And if we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He, that's the Holy Spirit, does our praying in and for us, making our prayers out of wordless sighs and aching groans. So when you're going, God, I'm so sick and I'm so tired, I don't even know how to pray, and you're just groaning, you don't even know what words to say, the Holy Spirit is praying for you. You say, wait a minute, how does God pray to himself? Oh, you never talk to yourself? Of course you do. And the only reason you have the ability to talk to yourself is you're made in God's image. God talks to himself all the time about you. When you talk to God, that's called your prayer. When God talks to himself about you, that's prayer too. Did you know that God has kept a record of every hurt you've ever experienced? He's aware, he cares, and he shares it. Psalm 56, verse 8, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle, and you have recorded each one of them in your book. Wow. I can't remember all my tears. But the Bible says God has recorded and kept those tears symbolically in a bottle. Where is God when I'm in pain? I'll tell you where he is. He's grieving with you. He's standing by you. He's suffering for you. He's not some aloof God who goes, oh, I'm sorry you hurt. That's just, you know, nothing. Sympathy is, I'm sorry you hurt. Empathy is, I hurt with you. But compassion is, I'll do anything I can to stop your hurt. And that's what Jesus did. He had compassion on us, even going to the cross to stop our hurt. For those of you who are in pain this Christmas weekend, Psalm 34, verse 18 says this, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he rescues those who are crushed in spirit. You may feel all beat up at the end of this last year. You may feel crushed in your spirit. You're never closer to God than when you have a broken heart. He is there because he sees and he cares and he shares. So let's review. This shall be good news to all people. Why do we know it's for all people? Because we know God shines his goodness on all people. We know that God showers his love on all people. And we know that God shares the pain of all people. Let me give you a couple more. Number four, God sacrificed his son for all people. God sacrificed his son, that's Jesus, for all people. That old guy in the temple in Jerusalem was named Simeon. And when they brought the baby Jesus to be dedicated at the temple, Simon looks at the baby and says, I have seen the Savior given for all people, all people. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, 5 and 6, Jesus sacrificed himself for all people to free themselves from their sins. Now, in the Bible, if you've read through the Old Testament, you know that the symbol of sacrificing for the benefit of others is a lamb, because a lamb was sacrificed once a year on the Day of Atonement to atone for the sins of everybody else. And in John chapter 1, verse 29, the Bible says one day Jesus is walking out to the Jordan River where John the Baptist had been baptizing. And in John 1, verse 29, it says this, John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You know, Christmas has no significance without the cross. If Jesus hadn't died for our sins, he would have just been a good teacher, another guru, another wise man, another philosopher with some good thoughts. No, no, no. There have been great thinkers, philosophers, and good people throughout history who've shared great ideas, but none of them could save you. The only way you can have a savior is to have somebody dying in your place.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14, 23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor, or maybe your accountant or the person who rings up your groceries at the local market. Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2022 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, Connecting with Jesus, the Source of Living Water, will help you tap into God's power and presence as you discover the keys to praying with passion and purpose. This hardcover journal features a soft touch cover and 235 beautifully designed pages filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. It's a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. A As you use this journal, you'll be amazed at how faithful God is to answer your prayers. You'll be reminded every day how much God loves you and wants to be part of your life. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope reach people around the world with the hope of Jesus, we'll send you the all-new 2022 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to get your 2022 prayer journal and have your gift matched up to $100,000. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
In John chapter 1, verse 29, the Bible says one day Jesus is walking out to the Jordan River where John the Baptist had been baptizing. And in John 1, verse 29, it says this: John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." You know, Christmas has no significance without the cross. If Jesus hadn't died for our sins, he would have just been a good teacher, another guru, another wise man, another philosopher with some good thoughts. No, no, no. There have been great thinkers, philosophers, and good people throughout history who've shared great ideas, but none of them could save you. The only way you can have a savior is to have somebody dying in your place. Most of you know that 9 years ago, Kay and I lost our youngest son to his lifetime battle with mental illness. It was the worst day of my life. And in those dark, dark weeks and months after Matthew's death to mental illness, it occurred to me in those painful sessions and season during that grief that God knows what it's like to lose a child. I had lost my youngest son. God had given his only son for our salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:15 says this: he died for everyone. He didn't just die for Christians. He died for everyone. So that, underline that, so that all who live would not continue to live for themselves, but would live for him who died for them. Now, there's one other truth I want to share with you about Christmases for everybody this Christmas weekend. Number 5, God will share his home with all who believe and receive his son. God will share his home for all who believe and receive his son. Now, if you go through life saying, "I don't want to have any part of God," God assumes that that's true in eternity too. And God will say, like Burger King, "Have it your way. You didn't want me on earth. Why would you want me for eternity? So go spend eternity apart from me." That would be hell. You see, you weren't just created for 90 or 100 years on earth. You were made to last forever. And God has created an eternal home in heaven for his family. And the good news, that offer of heaven and eternal salvation is open to everybody. I don't care if you're Catholic or Baptist or Buddhist or Mormon or Muslim, or you're an atheist or an agnostic, or you have no faith, you grew up in church, or you've never even been in a church, doesn't matter. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, this good news: to all, that includes you, no matter who you are, no matter what age you are, to all who receive him and believed in his name, Jesus gave the right to become children of God. How do you become a child of God? You believe and you receive. You believe that Jesus is who he said he was, and you receive his love, his power, and his salvation into your life. Have you done that? If not, you're not a child of God. You're loved by God, you're created by God, but you're not in God's family until you ask to be in it through humble surrender of your life to him. Acts chapter 10, verse 35 says this: "It makes no difference who you are or where you're from." Acts 10:35, makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and you're ready to do as he says, the door is open. I love that in the Message paraphrase. By the way, in that verse, there's no mention of religion there. He didn't say come to religion. He says come to a relationship. That's what God wants to have with you, a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God the rest of your life. It's available. Literally billions of people have one. Do you? You may know about God, but do you know God this Christmas weekend? Acts 2, chapter 2 in the Bible, verse 21 says this, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Now circle the word will be saved. Now first it says everyone. That's an invitation for all of us. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not might be saved, can hope to be saved, may pray and desire to be saved. It's a will. It's a done fact. It says, if you do this, I'll do that. If you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Have you called on the name of the Lord? If you haven't, you're not saved. But if you have, then that salvation is given to you for the rest of your life and nobody can steal it from you. You know, the fact is, I was thinking about this the other day, there are many areas in life where each of us feel left out, okay? Sometimes we feel left out due to our appearance, okay? I don't look like those people. I'm not good looking. I'm not a rock star good looking person. We feel left out of our appearance. Sometimes we feel left out because of our ability. They're better than me. She's better than me. He's better than me. Sometimes we're left out because of our age. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm not the right age. Sometimes we feel left out of culture. Sometimes we feel left out of whatever. Now, if you felt that way, you felt left out in some areas of your life, I want to say this as clearly as possible this Christmas weekend. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how long you've done it or who you've done it with, we want you and our Saddleback family. You are welcome here. Now that's important for you to know that there's a group of people who want you no matter what you've done or who you've done it with or whatever. But there's an even more important point than this. God wants you in his family. That's why he came at Christmas. God became a human being. He came in human form. If God had wanted to communicate to ants, he would have become an ant. If he wanted to communicate to birds, he would have become a bird. But he wanted to communicate to us, so he became one of us. Why did he come as a baby? Because he came to save us, not to scare us. And nobody's afraid of a baby. He came into this world just the way all the rest of us did. Now, the spirit of Christmas is that God cares for all of us, loves all of us, has a plan for all of us, has a past to be forgiven in all of our lives, and has a future, a hope in heaven for all of our lives. The spirit of Christmas, you know, is always gratitude and giving. Gratitude and grateful for the gifts that God has given to us. And we're grateful for the others that God has put in our lives. And we give back to God. And I want to end this Christmas weekend service doing three things. First, we're going to give our hearts to God in a prayer. Giving back to God. Second, we're going to give our thanks to God through our Christmas offering. And third, we're going to give our praise to God in a song. But first, I want to pray together. Now, you don't need to close your eyes on this. You can actually read the prayer on your notes right there. Or you can read it here on the screen. It's going to be what I call a prayer for all peoples. Okay? A prayer for all people. And look at this prayer. Let me read it. And as I pray it aloud, you pray this in your mind and say, me too, God. The prayer that Rick's praying right now, I want it to represent my heart. Dear God, just say that in your mind. Dear God, thank you for your goodness to me. Just say that. Thank you for your goodness to me. Thank you for loving me and caring about every detail of my life. Thank you for sharing my pain. Thank you for sending Jesus at Christmas to come and save me. Jesus Christ, thank you for loving me enough to die on the cross for me. Just say that. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. I want to receive you as my Savior. For unto you is born this day a Savior, God said. You know why you need a Savior? Because you can't save yourself. So say this, God, I want you to save me this Christmas. Save me from my past mistakes. Save me from the pressure of today. And save me for eternity in heaven with you. Just say, please forgive all the stuff I've done wrong and my rebellion against you. I ask you to accept me into your family. I want to learn to love and trust you and follow you the rest of my life and spend eternity with you in your home. I humbly ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. Very generous friends have given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. That means all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the transforming love of Jesus with people around the world will be matched up to $100,000. Here's Rick to tell you more.
I know I tell you this all the time, but again, I want you to know how much I thank God for you and appreciate your support of Daily Hope. We couldn't do this without your prayers, and we can't do it without your financial gifts. And I know that for many of you, this is a real sacrifice in order to be able to support the ministry of Daily Hope as we take the message of Christ literally around the world into places that nobody else is going to. As you consider your year-end giving, I want to ask you to consider about sending your greatest gift to Daily Hope that you've ever given. You know, the great news is that in this month, your financial gift will be doubled because a generous friend is offering a $100,000 matching grant. And they've challenged all of the rest of us to give as much as we can, and they will match it up to $100,000. That means that every dollar you give to Daily Hope in December, up to $100,000, will be doubled. You give $25, it's like giving $50. And if you give $100, it's like giving $200. And if you're able to give $1,000 or more, it will be doubled. Your generosity, and of course, Christmas is all about the spirit of generosity. God so loved the world that he gave. Your generosity makes this ministry possible. It allows us to reach into refugee camps. It allows us to reach out around the world, overseas. It allows us to reach people who could not ever afford to pay for any discipleship tools or materials. So your donations matter. Let me ask you a personal favor. Don't forget to pray for us during this season. We're praying for you. Let me know that you prayed. It really blesses me to hear from you. I love the letters, the emails, the cards, the stories that come in because it helps me realize we truly are partnering together in this ministry. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God, and it's about what we can do together that none of us could do on our own. We are more effective together. We're better together. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. We'll say thanks by sending you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's PastorRick.com. Or just call 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.